KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and 93.7 FM in San Diego, streaming worldwide at kpfk.org. Another reminder, darlings, if this is the kind of programming, the kind of radio station that you enjoy, that does something beyond have commercial breaks every 5 minutes and have more commercials than programming, then this listener-sponsored radio station should be so important to you that even as somebody who isn't a part of KPFK, there is always a need and there is always an opportunity for you to join. And it is just $25 a year. All you have to do is go to kpfk.org, become a listener sponsor. We have another fund drive that's coming up, but we want to cut that short by jumping in now and saying, folks, look, at the basic level of $25, invite yourself, invite a friend, make it an early gift to KPFK and a gift to someone else if they haven't heard it, turn them on to it. If you've just been a listener for a long time and maybe haven't pledged your support, the ongoing giving doesn't have to be when we, you know, throw our programming into the constant hunt for financing to make sure that this transmitter stays in the hands of the people, that Pacifica stays in the hands of the people. This is not an experiment anymore. This is a success story, even in the time of this economic downturn. And so let's not let this go to waste. Let's not have it that we have to come three, four, maybe five times a year and do some, you know, forced programming. It's something consistent. Now, all you have to do is go to kpfk.org and click on the Support KPFK button right on the right-hand side of the page, loves. Isn't that wonderful technology? Okay, so you're listening to Something's Happening here on KPFK, and we just got done hearing a very rousing talk by David Cobb on Alternative Radio, and the number is 800-444-1977, and go to alternativeradio.org. Coming up next is Project Next, and this first hour we'll be speaking with Dr. Carolyn Dean, so stay tuned. Project Next. Uncovering the trends that are shaping our future. Hello, loves, and how are you this wonderful morning? So glad to always have you here at KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, San Diego, and all that kind of stuff. Yes, we interrupt your regular sleeping program, or at least you do, to come on in this late night and just to be stimulated and to here's something hopefully that you will not hear anywhere else. We always try to do that. And so on tonight's show, we want to look at the future of medicine with the doctor of the future. Her name is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Website is drcarolyndean.com. Oh, my God, this website has absolutely exploded into beautifulness of all multi-dimensions and colors. And she is an associate of Bob's, associate of Ions. And so, you know, when we are going to be speaking with her, we get to go anywhere, everywhere. She is the woman behind the Magnesium Miracle. She's the woman that did the principal research for death by modern medicine. She's the woman that put all of that research together that Gary Null used for his documentaries and everything. So she has looked at illness from the ground up, but the thing is that where she has gone to is the stratosphere with some of the strategies and approaches to longevity and what she is calling completeness versus healing. So we're going to get all into that with Dr. Carolyn Dean in this first hour. In the second hour, I'm going to be going through some news on the 9 different objective areas of life and 2 subjective areas, and then some of the other breakout news when it comes to science advances. with material science in particular, and also with this God particle and all this kind of garbage. So man thinks now that they can make something out of nothing, kind of like this fiat currency, that they can now make matter out of nothing. Oh my God, that's all we need to have in the hands of children. They might be smart, but we have to think about their emotional selves, their emotional bodies, and maybe we can talk about their DSM-3 or DSM-4 psychological profile and wonder if those kind of tools should actually be in the hands in CERN. Do they have discernment? I don't know. We'll talk about a lot of that and open lines in the second hour. But now, in the first hour, let me welcome back onto the airwaves Dr. Carolyn Dean, drcarolyndean.com. Just spell that all out, and it is a C-R-O-L Y-N, so C-A-R-O-L-Y-N versus L-I-N-E, drcarolyndean.com. And there she has a blog, she has a wellness program, consultation, books, resources, and much more. It is a one-stop shop. This woman is very busy, and I am so glad she's taken a moment out of time to come here to be on KPFK and Project Next. Dr. Dean, hello.
Oh, hello, Evan. You have the best intros, the best intros ever. I do a lot of radio shows, and I'll tell you, you win hands down, and I love that we're interrupting your sleeping program.
Yes, and there is no better person to have this kind of interruptus with than with you, Dr. Dean. It's been such a long time, and we have to stop having these long intermittent withdrawals of your presence.
Well, so, of course.
Yes. Now, I start.
Let's do it.
Yes, ma'am. So I started, of course, by going to your amazing site. Congratulations. It is really filling out. You have so much brain power sitting right there in that lovely concrete environment. Congratulations on that. It is a gorgeous site.
Oh, thank you.
And on your front page, you start out by talking on your blog about this $3 billion settlement with GlaxoSmithKline for off-label applications of Paxil and Wellbutrin, and these kickbacks to doctors. Talk about this in particular. Is this something that is widespread in the industry?
Oh, gosh, yes. Absolutely. When I wrote the Death by Medicine paper and then the Death by Modern Medicine book, I lined up a lot of these, what did they do? They legally promoted, and then they created I call it like a bailout, where they just, what do they do? They don't sue the companies, the government, lodges a fine.
Right.
Now, you know, like a fine, like a parking ticket or something that you have to pay because you made a mistake.
Right.
So this fine is for $3 billion, right?
Wow.
So what does that mean? If it's just a little fine, that implies that they're making trillions of dollars and they can just, you know, write off this parking ticket and hand it over to the government. And who knows what's going on there, really. It may be that the FDA says, hey, guys, you know, buddies of mine over GlaxoSmithKline, we're running low on our salary resources here. We need a little we need a little infusion of cash. How about if we decide to fine you guys so that we can keep going, so that we can keep promoting your drugs, and so we can keep the door open between government and pharmaceutical industry? Because, you know, that's the case too, where when you finally retire or you decide, you know, 10 years at the FDA is enough, you go into the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And then you pull, you know, you pull levers and pull in favors so that the drugs keep running. It's just, it is really quite incredible.
So what do you think they were using, these drugs, which are treatments for ADHD and bipolarness and all this, what other, you know, attributes, do they think it had an application to? I mean, what were they trying to, off-label, prescribe these drugs for?
I don't know. It's a good point. I didn't read all the details, but when they talk about, off-label uses, it can be as simple as, they would do a trial on a drug for manic depression, and that's all they're allowed to label it for.
Right.
But then if they want to use it for anxiety or ADHD or schizophrenia or panic disorders, they can't use it for those things. It would be off label.
Right.
So they would just get their drug reps to go to the doctors or have their dinner meetings or their little retreat meetings or their golf games and just say, oh, by the way, you can very safely use Paxil and Wellbutrin for these five other conditions and you don't have to worry about it. That's all. I mean, it sounds very simplistic, but this is why the rules were written in the first place, is that you can't use a drug for something that you haven't studied it for.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, absolutely. And so maybe it is something that once the illness or once the complications show up, then you see, you know, these lawyers' ads come up. Hi, have you suffered any of these symptoms from these drugs? And then you become part of a class action suit. In the meantime, you're suffering, you're dying, you know. And good luck in collecting. It's incredible. And a tangential question to this. I understand that these pharmaceutical companies use particular countries to roll out their programs of testing. And I've heard stories that they use Africa first as a staging platform, maybe South America, maybe India. In India, they were testing what they were trying to get the girls in Texas to take, the uterus.
Oh, the Gardasil, the HPV virus vaccine.
Right. They were testing that in India on a population that doesn't have those complications, you know. Is there this really kind of degenerate way that they roll out these drugs, that they take it to abused populations to test them and then start to bring it back into Europe and then to America? Is that true? Do they do that type of stuff?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The latest one I've heard about is testing vaccinations in Africa. Right now, before the UN environmental committees, there's a motion that's to be voted on. I mean, maybe it's even this week, to ban mercury from medicines, from dental use, from use in mining. All forms of mercury is about to be banned, and people in the mercury industry are going crazy.
Wow.
But what turned the tide in the favor of banning mercury was when a couple of American doctors, a father and son team, Geyers is their name, they informed the African delegates that, by the way, did you know that this vaccination program that's being introduced, and not just Gardasil, but all vaccines, did you know that these vaccinations have mercury in them? And the African delegates, you know, most of them that have gone to Harvard or Oxford, you know,
right,
bright people, and they had never been informed. There was never any informed consent on this whole vaccination study business. So it's incredible how overwhelmingly criminal these companies are, trying to get their products promoted, trying to have a study that says, oh, this is safe, you know, where they'll analyze the data beforehand, they'll get rid of cases that don't conform to the results they want. I mean, every game in the book is used. And right now with this HPV virus, supposedly it causes potential cervical cancer. But when you look at the statistics,
right,
it's HPV can cause cervical cancer in a possible 0.16% of infected women. So it's not even 0.16% of women. It's women who have HPV are infected with it. One out of, no, what is it, 17th. One quarter women out of 100 can potentially get cervical cancer. So we're talking about very low numbers. And then when you look at this condition in the first place, it's just so rare that it's infinitesimal. There are a lot of details that I'm looking at right now in a book called Official Stories by Leanne Sheff, S-C-H-E-F-F. And he begins the vaccination chapter by looking at polio and how, in fact, polio may have been and very likely was a reaction to DDT disinfectants.
Huh.
So that what we had was not a virus, but a toxicity that became the basis for shooting every child up with these vaccinations contaminated with mercury and aluminum and all kinds of body parts from animals on which the virus was grown.
How interesting. You know, and I've heard people say that, well, by the elimination of DDT, then came back the mosquito population, so now you have malaria. But then somebody would say, well, it's because of the Western countries coming into, you know, Africa and trying to so-called civilize what they knew about their own ecosystem, which was in balance. There wasn't malaria and stuff like that, you know, before, and took out some of the predators and allowed for, you know, all of these newfangled kind of viruses or toxins, et cetera, to arrive. So it's very interesting. I just read that the UK is starting a birth control campaign for Africa. What do you think of that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, who knows what's going on there, but back to malaria.
Yeah.
In terms of the way nature balances, people who have sickle cell anemia and are infected with malaria, there's something protective about malaria to folks with sickle cell.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And birth control in Africa, my gosh. I guess AIDS didn't wipe out enough people.
Exactly. And
AIDS in Africa, basically, when you look at the nutritional imbalances,
yes,
it's a deficiency disease, a nutrient deficiency disease, mostly selenium in areas of Africa where there's plenty of selenium in the soil and the food. You don't see so-called HIV. And I picked up a quote by Linus Pauling just recently, Linus Pauling, the two-time Nobel Prize winner, and he said, you can trace every ailment, every sickness, and every disease to a mineral deficiency.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff on the lines, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Her website, drcarolyndean.com, it is busting full of amazing information. She is the doctor of the future. That's why she's here on Project Next. And we are talking. I just get to throw out lots of great things to her because she'll hit it out of the park. There was a series of hysterical alerts about the H1N1 virus showing its ability to jump from bird to human, but upon further research, it was revealed that it took a brute force effort of around 9 steps of manipulation by human scientists to force this virus to become applicable to human, you know, proteins. Why would science even attempt to force this Frankenstein virus into existence?
Oh, man. They'll do anything if it means getting grant funding.
But why really? That? It's interesting. What is in their minds that they want to force and create, finally, this bird flu, this thing, H1N5, I don't know where it's at right now. Why would they want to brute force it to be able to apply to people?
Well, the reasoning that I've heard is that, well, terrorists could make it,
right,
make it first.
In their caves.
Find the antidote.
Yeah, they have all this equipment in their caves. And
right, and they always go, you know, to the point of the oops factor where it gets out of the containment field where somebody gets infected and spreads it, or, you know, it's always a mess because You can't contain nature, especially when you're messing with nature.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reason I will bring up things, like you say, in my latest blog about GlaxoSmithKline and all that is because I usually have an answer to it. Like I mentioned a little bit about that settlement, the $3 billion settlement, so that I could roll out this information on a natural treatment for manic depression, bipolar, ADHD, anxiety, and panic attacks, which is a high-dose multiple vitamin mineral amino acid called Empower Plus that a Canadian company, TrueHope.com, puts out. And I say while this drug company was taking doctors out to dinner and buying them all kinds of kickbacks in order to get them to use these drugs that don't work, my friend Tony Stevens was researching his treatment, and he's produced 17 clinical research studies proving that it's 80% effective and more, whereas antidepressant drugs are only effective in 40% of cases, which is less than placebo.
I saw that. I'm so glad you brought that up. I wanted to ask you, because it's really great that you highlight the problem and bring the answer to it, because you're so networked and have, you know, lots of connections to people that are going in the right direction. And it's amazing that somewhere in our bodies there is a natural substance that naturally interacts with it. And so it's called TrueHope.com. And what's the name of the supplement or the vitamin?
Empower Plus, capital E-M-P, and then small letters for the rest of Power Plus. And like you said, this is vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Now, Evan, you'll love the story how this came about. Well, the start of the story is pretty horrible. Tony's first wife, she had bipolar. She was on Prozac, and she committed suicide.
Get out.
And that's what the drug will do. These drugs often will boost your serotonin enough to overcome your apathy. You're still depressed. You still feel suicidal. You still feel homicidal. But the drugs will give you just enough energy to fulfill your desire, which is to kill someone or kill yourself.
Wow.
So that's how they work.
Wow.
And maybe that's the success rate the drug companies are looking at. So Tony was distraught. He's got a big family. One of his sons and one of his daughters, they were both kind of following in their mother's footsteps. So one day he was talking to a friend in his church, David Hardy, and Hardy is, he has a pig farm. He's, and he's a scientist as well. So he said, well, you know, when my pigs get irritable and irritated, start chewing each other's tails or whatnot, I have this formula I use of vitamins and minerals. And so Tony said, well, give it to me. He wanted to try it on his kids, but they formulated something that would be more for human proportions. And lo and behold, his kids got better, and they were no longer suicidal, homicidal, and he expanded, he and David Hardy expanded into this huge operation where they're producing these studies, as I said, 17 studies, university, hospital-based studies. They've got 20 counselors on the telephone and on the internet that help people, you know, wean off their drugs and stay on the program. So it's just amazing what he's doing. And the horror of doing this is that Health Canada up there in Canada is trying to stop them at every turn.
What?
Yeah, they block the product at the borders.
Wow.
They've actually blocked the product long enough a few years ago that several people committed suicide because they could no longer get their product. And when finally it came to court, True Hope won because they proved beyond a shadow of doubt that their product works, and that by stopping it from coming across the border to people who needed it, the lives had been lost.
On the lines, Dr. Carolyn Dean. This is why she is on Project Next, because she is the doctor of the future and is looking for things that organically coalesce with the natural healing abilities of the body. You will see there, see this all at her website, drcarolyndean.com. There's a blog, a wellness program, 2 years of you taking care of you, getting fit, using everything that you need, consultations, book resources, and more at drcarolyndean.com. We're going to be back with her after this short break, darlings. Oh, hold it. That was the wrong one. That was a little music interruptus, stand tuned. Project Next.
Toward the refinement of humankind.
Initiating Activism 4.0. Your portal will be found at projectnext.us. That's www.projectnext.us. And darlings, of course, there's kpfk.org. There you'll find a multiplicity of, I don't know, our multiple personalities here at KPFK. Every hour you can come in and hear a different take from this big tent experiment of the left. It's much better than what you hear on the right, which is, oh my God, this anal retentive, emotionally damaged, angry. It's amazing. I'm sure if Dr. Dean were to go out and do some health study of the left and the right, there are particular issues and illnesses that have to do with being rectally asphyxiated, as a lot of those folks over there are. I feel so sorry for them. I wish the listenership would just get away from that right-wing talk and come over here. I mean, at least, you know, you can get a little bit, you could still get a little bit angry, but, you know, you'll get a little bit of art, you'll get a little bit of fun, and I think a lot more solutions over here on this side of the tent. On the lines, Dr. Carolyn Dean, drcarolyndean.com. What I want to ask you, when going back that brute force attempt to get the bird flu to cross over into humans, what is it to prepare for an accidental release? Because they're doing that, do we have to go ahead and start thinking about that?
No, because if you think about it and if you put words to your thoughts, you start creating. And I think you alluded to a bit of ion earlier, Evan, and I don't really talk about ion too much on mainstream radio, but with you I can talk about anything.
Bring it, yes.
And Ion, I talk about him actually in module 98 of my 2-year wellness program, and Ion is a non-physical event, and we are living in the future. We are living in the non-physical future right here and now, and one of the things that Ion has said over and over again is that our words create. So what you don't like about a lot of the programming that go on and on and on and on about the negative things in our world and don't have solutions is that they're actually creating and recreating that negativity all the time, and they don't even know it.
Hmm.
The words that they're saying are creating that actuality. And I don't give it any thought or any words. We're living in Maui. They say we're close to Japan. I don't even know that.
Right.
They say we're close to the radiation. I don't even know that. And one of the things that make me even more excited about even being here and breathing in and eating the radiation is that with the help of this non-physical event, I've written a patent called the iCell patent.
Ooh, la,
and
la.
The iCell is an actual newly created cell that enhances cellular replication. It's a cell that has been in existence since ancient times. It's always been around. The original recipe for the iCell is referenced in Leviticus. It refers to the shewbread in Leviticus. And shewbread was used only for sacrifices to God. And what we know, if we really know ourselves, is we are God.
Mm-hmm.
So we are giving back the iCell to ourselves. And the iCell patent, it's the basic patent for about a dozen other patents that are in process right now. And it's something that actually is available to people. If you've heard Evan's show before, you know about RNA drops, and that's one of the forms in which the iCell is available. And we're saying with the iCell, you're affecting your RNA and allowing perfection in your DNA and the extended replication of your chromosomes and your DNA strand. So we're talking about enhancing life or getting back the life that we had before we started using our mind to mess us up and our words to mess us up. So your question about, you know, am I worried about this or that? No, Evan, I'm not worried about anything because my body can take care of whatever comes.
Yes, and so the process of being able to handle whatever comes, does that mean that you are to not hear it or see it?